弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴有机会来到这里跟弟兄姊妹一起敬拜。
I'm very happy that I'm able to here to worship together with brothers and sisters.
从去年年底以来，我的心里面就一直思考一个题目。
I have been meditating a topic since the end of last year.
那就是我们到底跟神之间的关系是什么样的一个关系。
So what is exactly the relationship between us and with God?
我们发现很多的基督徒，他们缺少与耶稣之间有那个恩友良人的关系。
I find that a lot of Christians lack the relationship between with Christ as a gracious friend and as a lover.
许多人对耶稣的认识，他可以从历史上的这一个人物，他可以把他一直带到他已经脱离的只是历史上的人物，他可以带到他今天到教堂里面来敬拜他。
Many people they have left the relationship between with Jesus from the historical person and they bring him into the present church building today.
你知道今天很多的人他对耶稣的认识，他可能只停留在一个历史的人物。
A lot of people today's knowledge withJesus is only remains as a historical person.
所以有时候我们觉得说，哎呦，这个历史的人物今天已经到了教堂里头，我到教堂里，我实实在在的跟其他的弟兄姊妹一起敬拜他。
So since this historical person is now into the church building, so I can come to the church to worship with others.
可是很可惜，很多时候我们把耶稣就只留在教堂里头。
Unfortunately, we often just left Jesus in the church building.
可是也有很多的基督徒，他们不只将只是在礼拜天到教堂来认识耶稣。
But also there are a lot of Christians, they do not only come to church to know Jesus on Sundays.
他们把耶稣事实上从教堂也带回了他们的家，他们的公司里头。
And they bring Jesus from the church into their family and their office.
可是很可惜的是，我有发现这样的基督徒里面有很多，他只不过是在有事情的时候，在家里，在公司里的时候，他才来跟耶稣相见。
Unfortunately, I also find that this kind of Christians, they only meet Jesus when they have difficulties at home and in church and in offices.
很多的基督徒今天实在很可惜，不习惯，尤其我们做弟兄的，不习惯跟耶稣发生亲密的关系。
A lot of Christians.Especially as brothers, we are not used to have an intimate relationship with Jesus.
我们都很习惯办事情，每一件事情都当作一个 project 来干。
We are so used to of handling things, and we take care of everything as a project.
我们亲子中间的关系也是这样，我们夫妻中间的关系，很多常常的时候就办一件事办完算了。
We take care of the relationship as parents and children, or husband and wife, as just take care of something.
我们今天在这个快速移动的世界里头，我们这个办事工作注重工作的观念超过了我们注重人跟人中间的那个关系。
In this fast-paced world today, we emphasize how to take care of things even more than the relationship between men.
我们在教会里面的服事常常是这样的。
It is also as our services in church.
可是很稀奇的是，当我读到圣经里面有一句话讲到耶稣他拣选他的十二个门徒的时候，他怎么说呢？
But amazingly, what does Jesus say when he chose his 12 disciples?
他不是拣选他们来只叫他们做事的。
He did not choose them just to ask them to work.
马可福音第三章十四节里面这样说，他说他就设立的十二个人。
In the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 3 verse 14, he said that he ordained 12.
他设立这十二个人，要他们常与自己同在。
He ordained the 12 so that they should be with him.
也要差他们去传道。
And that he may send them forth to preach.
你注意到没有？耶稣拣选这十二个人的时候，他首先注重的是要他们常与自己同在，然后才是出去传道。
Have you noticed that when he ordained the 12, first of all, he would like them to be with him and then send them to preach.
今天耶稣真的降生了吗？
Today, has Jesus truly born?
哦，是，他是历史的一个人物。
Yes, he's a historical person.
可是今天我要问的是，耶稣真的降生在你的心里了吗？
But what I will ask today is that has Jesus Christ truly born into your heart?
如果耶稣真的降生在你的心里的时候，那么你的关系和他应该是怎么样呢？
So how is the relationship you should be with Jesus if he has truly born into your heart?
在圣经里面有三，所罗门写了三卷的书。
Solomon has wrote three books in the Bible.
这都是诗歌类的。
All songs.
其中我们知道有箴言，有传道书，还有雅歌。
There's Proverbs, Song of Songs, and Ecclesiastics.
在一般读经的人，他的研究里面，他知道说，所罗门他是在最年轻的时候，他有那个少年人的那个爱情，所以他最早写了雅歌。
Those who study the Bible, he knows that as Solomon was young, he had the love, therefore he wrote Song of Songs.
等到他壮年的时候，他有了人生的智慧，他敬畏主，他就写了箴言。
During his mid-age, he wrote Proverbs because he had the wisdom of life.
然后经过了许多的失败历练以后，到老年的时候，他就写下了传道书。
After a lot of failure and experience, when he got old, he wrote down Ecclesiastics.
因为在传道书里面，他对日光之下的一切的事物，他都有了新的领悟。
So he had a new understanding about all the things under the sun in the book of Ecclesiastics.
这是在人照着他年龄逻辑的次序来看，我们看到可能是先是雅歌讲到爱情，再是箴言讲到智慧，最后讲到传道书是他对人生的领悟。
According to the order of life, first was the Song of Songs that talks about love, and then Proverbs, it talks about the fear of the Lord as his wisdom, and then the Ecclesiastics, when he got old, is the understanding about life.
可是圣经编排的次序却不是这样。
However, the Bibliotic order is not this way.
他却是先把箴言摆在前面。
He put the Proverbs first.
当我们敬畏主有了智慧以后，我们才能够讲到认识人生的虚空。
After fear of the Lord to have wisdom, then we will understand the vanity of life.
所以你看，属灵的次序是先有敬畏主的智慧，才能够体会传道书的内容。
So the spiritual order is that once we have the spiritual wisdom, then we can understand the content of the Ecclesiastics.
而当这些东西成为他里面的领悟以后，他到了晚年的时候，到灵性到最高深的时候，他跟主中间有了最纯净的爱情。
So that once he has this deep understanding of his spiritual life, as he gets older, he has the holiest love with the Lord.
有人认为在历史的时代的次序来讲，那个雅歌书就是代表旧约的耶和华神跟他的百姓以色列民中间的关系。
Some people think that the Song of Songs, according to the historical order, the Song of Songs represents the, in the Old Testament, God Jehovah and the relationship with his Israel people.
有许多读经的人也告诉我们，从另外一个角度，他看到说，事实上雅歌书是预表着基督跟教会中间那种神圣的爱。
And some people who study the Bible also say that Song of Songs represents the holy love between the church and the Christ and the church.
可是我更喜欢的是从另外一个角度，就是雅歌书这本书实在是讲到一个经历，就是圣徒个人和主中间的爱的关系。
But what I like even more is from another perspective to look at a personal experience and a love relationship between Jesus Christ and the person.
旧约里面告诉我们说，所罗门有非常高的智慧，他做了诗歌有1005首。
In the Old Testament, it tells us that Solomon is very wise that he wrote down1005 songs.
可是只有这一首雅歌被留在圣经里头。
But only this one Song of Songs was being recorded in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天让我们用一点时间， 我们来看看我们跟主中间那个爱的关系是怎么样。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us spend some time today to look at how's the love relationship between us and the Lord.
好吧，我们一起来读雅各书的第一章第一到第四节。
Let us read together chapter 1 of Song of Songs, verse 1 through 4.
我们今天只讲其中的几节，所以经文很短，我希望每一位你的圣经都翻在这个地方。
Since we're only going to talk about several verses, so let us open our Bible to this place.
来，我们一起来念，你不论是用英文或中文，我们一起来从雅各书第一章第一节来。所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚是称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。好，第一节里面讲到这是所罗门的歌。
The verse one says that this is song is the song of Solomon.
是歌中的歌。
The song of songs.
这刚刚我已经简单的介绍了它的背景。
I have already simply mentioned the background.
这整本雅歌书里面，简单的说，它有很多种的分法。
To simplify speaking, the whole book of Song of Songs it has divided differently.
可是我很简单的讲的话，如果这整卷书你用以三个渐进的程序来读的话，第一个阶段是讲到一开始的爱慕，那个跟与跟随。
Simply speaking, to divide it into three parts, there's a three progressive parts. The first part talks about the first desire and following.
你看第二节一开始的时候跟第四节这里就讲到说，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Let's look at verse 2 and 4. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Draw me, we will run after thee.
这是一开始的那个爱的关系。
This is the first love relationship.
然后呢，到了第二个阶段的时候，慢慢的，我们看到第二章里面，那你就讲到了有走十字架的跟随的道路。
And then the second part in the, slowly we see in Chapter 2, then we see the walk of cross.
那你在第二章第八节到第十节那里基本上的是讲到说，我的良人啊，看啊，他转山越岭而来。
From the chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, it says, Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains.
而我的良人他呼召我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来跟我同去。
And my beloved calls me, that raise up my love, my fair one, and come with me.
是神主对我们的呼召。
This is a calling of the Lord.
可是到了第五节第五章的时候，那里就讲到说，当我身睡卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音，他敲门说，我的妹子，我的佳偶，求你给我开门。
And in chapter 5 it says that I sleep but my heart wakes. It's the voice of my beloved that knocks and saying, open to me.
那里我的主说，求你给我开门，因为我的头满了了雾水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。
My Lord says that open to me, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night.
在那里讲到我们的主，他是经过了爬了很多的山，他受了许多的风霜雨露，是一个劳苦的主，他来呼召我们来跟随他。
It says that the Lord, after he leaps and skipping over all the mountains, and then with all the dews and drops of the night, he's calling us after all his labor.
可是我们的回应是怎么样呢？
How is our response?
那你我那个女子说，我回答说，我脱了衣裳，我怎么再穿上呢？我洗了脚，我怎么再沾污呢？我现在已经准备睡觉了，这么舒服的床铺，我怎么能够起来呢？
The maid says that I have put off my coat, how should I put it on? I have washed my feet, how should I defile them? My bed is so comfortable to sleep, why should I wake up again?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们进入了离开了初期跟主的爱以后，主要求我们要走一条跟随他的十字架的路，那个时候我们有所保留。
Therefore, after we start leaving the first love relationship with the Lord, as He starts to ask us to follow Him, to walk the way of cross, we start to have some preserve.
然后整个过程里面，我们看到了这个女子跟主中间的那个爱情，那个后悔又要跟上的那种挣扎。
So we see the struggle of the process that the maid has some struggle of regretting and then also would like to follow.
一直到了最后的时候，终于达到了完全的爱的联合。
Until end, it reaches the complete union of love.
在第八章第六节到第七节那里这样说，说求你将我放在你的心上如印记，戴在你的背上如错记，因为爱情如死之坚强。
In chapter 8, verse 6, it says, Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death.
爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。
Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the flood drown it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是雅各讲到一个圣徒他跟主的关系，从起始的恋情一直到最后的结合。
So brothers and sisters, this is how Song of Songs talks about from the beginning of the relationship of love with the Lord until the end, the union with the Lord.
靠主的恩典，我今天只能够简单的来分享前面的两三节关于我们对主的恋慕。
By Lord's grace, I can only simply share about our passion for the Lord.
你看第二节里面一开始的时候说，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
From the beginning of chapter 1 verse 2, it says that let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
弟兄姊妹们，这不就是我们跟主最初的关系吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the beginning of the relationship with us and the Lord?
我们一开始听到主的福音的时候，认识主的时候，他是他的故事，别人告诉我们，那是耶稣，那是我的救主。
When we first hear about the gospel, we know that that is Jesus, my Savior.
可是慢慢的，当他越恋慕主的时候，他发现说，从那个他字变作了你了，愿你与我亲嘴。
And as we start to desire more of Jesus, then the word from Him starts to become you.
在这里，我们中文没有翻译出那个意思来。英文我刚刚听姊妹你读的时候，他说：“愿你 kiss me with kisses， 就是你要跟我亲嘴，点我一下，还要一直点，连连的，愿你与我亲嘴。”
The Chinese translation did not really point out, but the English translation is that kisses.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，当我们一个客观的对耶稣的认识，并不等于你主观里面你真的认识他。
Our objective knowledge of Jesus does not mean our subjective true knowledge with Him.
你知道历史上有个耶稣，可是并不表示这个耶稣跟你个人有关系。
We know that there is a Jesus in history, but it does not mean that there is a personal relationship with Him.
你知道耶稣他有能力，能够医病、赶鬼，他能够安慰忧伤的人，可是跟你不一定你能享受这样的经历。
We know that Jesus has power to heal the sick, to cast out demons, but we might not have truly experienced with this Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我巴不得真的是我们对耶稣的认识不是只在知识上面，我们要有经历。
I truly hope that our knowledge with Jesus not only stay in the knowledge, but we have personal experience.
你知道有去年前年的冬天的时候，有一次有一个弟兄他请我出去吃饭。
The winter before last year, that there was a brother invite me to dinner.
他请我坐他新买的一个车子。
He invite me to sit in his new car.
结果我坐在后面的时候，突然觉得怎么搞的这个屁股跟被子们怎么烧起来了。
But as I was sitting at the back, I felt my back got heated up.
我们的土包子就说：“哎呀，怎么这么烫？这怎么回事啊？”
Then I said, "What happened? It's so hot."
他说。这是有暖气的，就是说你的座位会自己热起来，不要我怕你冷，所以我给你开了让你热起来的。
He said that it's a heated seating so that I'm afraid you got cold so I turned this up.
那时候我坐在那里，我才发现说这个好像真的像个车子。
So I sat there and felt this is the real car.
因为我以前去买车的时候，那个 salesman 跟我说 How you feel? 你觉得这个车怎么样？
Because when I bought cars before, the salesman asked me, how do you feel about this car?
我说还很好啊。
I said, pretty good.
那是很久以前的事。那他说，你不认为这个车开起来就像个车吗？
That was a long time ago. He said, don't you feel when you drive this car, it's like a car?
所以我一直不懂什么叫做 drive like a car, 因为 我每天也不就是开车吗？
So I never understand what it means, drive like a car. Don't I drive every day?
那一天我才发现说，原来我是开四个轮子，跟他开车是不一样的。
Until that day, I realized that when I drive, I'm driving four wheels. It's different as driving.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须承认一个事实，你认识，你知道那个是好，什么叫好车，什么是比较烂的车，可是只有你真的坐进去以后，你体会到什么叫做车子。
Brothers and sisters, we have to realize one thing is that when you realize what is a good car between a bad car, it's until you sit in and drive.
所以当一开始的时候，这个女子她对于神的恋慕，她就说愿她从她的关系，听说的关系，现在进到与我的关系。
So that from the beginning, this maid enters from a relationship just hear about him, and then the relationship between him and her.
而她说，因为你的爱情比酒更美。
And she said that for your love is better than wine.
我们世界上能够形容爱情的最美的就是用酒来形容的。
The most beautiful description to describe love is use wine.
真的，很多的歌曲讲到了爱情的话，都是美酒一杯一样。
A lot of songs mention about love. It talks about it as a wine.
可是你不要忘记，这样美的酒，你喝多了，喝下去以后，后面会带来头痛的副作用，有时候。
But don't forget that this great wine, after you drink a lot, then you will have a side effect of headache.
那当我们说，主的爱是这么的长阔高深。
As we mentioned that Lord's love is so long, wide, deep, and high.
我们常常在诗歌里面唱到说，爱主，我愿意爱你更深，你好像一朵凤仙花。
Often we sing in the hymn that Lord, we would like to love you even more, you are like a honey flower.
我们就却很难体会具体，我相信大多数的基督徒，包括我在内，我们很难体会主的爱到底是怎么的甘甜。
But most of the Christians, including me, it's so hard to experience how sweet is Lord's love.
直到有一天，我们如果对人间的爱情有了一个心碎的经历以后，你会知道主的爱是何等的宝贝。
Not until one day that we realize how precious is Lord's love, until we have this broken experience with the love in the world.
你有没有在爱里面受过伤害呢？
Have you ever been hurt in a love relationship?
很多时候我们最大的伤害是从我们最爱的人中间来的。
Most of the time, what hurts us the most is from the one we love the most.
有时候我们最受到了心碎的经历，是我们把我们一有了一点错误的时候，那个本来要应该爱我们的人，他对我们不看了，他不顾我们了。
What hurts us the most is that the one that who should love us the most cast us away.
当年的山盟海誓到哪里去了？
Where was the all those promise?
我们今天歌颂人间的爱情，讲到父母子女亲子中间的爱情，可是我们今天实在看到太多负面的例子。
We have exalted the love of the world. We talk about the love between the family, the children, and between the husband and wife. But we see so many fails.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我实在是不忍心来举这些实例。我相信你们也看到报道，甚至在我们每一个人的身上，我们发现人间的爱实在是有条件的。
I really do not want to mention all the facts, but truly, among ourselves and among others, we see that there's a condition of the love in the world.
我们不要怪别人这样对我们，我们自己呢？我们怎么对我们不合我们心意、我们条件的人呢？
Let's not blame how others treat us, but how we treat those who we do not like.
可是直到我们真的如果想到说，耶稣对我们的爱是那样的恒久的忍耐。
But as we think about how long suffering is Lord's love to us,
他是怎么样的忍耐我们？
How does he suffer long?
他又是怎么样不计算我的恶？
And he never thinks of our evil.
当我还做罪人，甚至到我今天，我一天在那里祷告，说我主啊，我要爱你。可是当有一些事情跟主的事情有冲突的时候，我第一个可以放下的就是主的事情。
As we pray that how much we love you, Lord, but once there's a conflict comes up with our love towards the Lord, the first thing we put down is our love toward the Lord.
我们在聚会的事情上，我们在奉献的事情上，我们在心里面都在那里算，是不是应该这样还是那样？
In terms of meeting, in terms of offering, we always count in our heart, should we do this or that?
弟兄姊妹们，可是我们的主什么时候他计较过我们的恶？
But brothers and sisters, how often does Lord think of our evil?
只要什么时候你来到主的面前，你跟他说，主啊，我要爱你，我错了。
Whenever you come before the Lord and say that, Lord, I would like to love you, I sin against you.
我们的主他是又用那个永远的爱来包容我们。
Our Lord again loves us with His love never fails.
不但在我们还不认识他的时候，我们抵挡他、顶撞他的时候，他就为我们死了。
He has died for us even before we know Him when we were still against Him.
而他今天还是长远的坐在父神的旁边为我们代求。
But today He's still sitting before next to the throne of God, intercession, making intercession for us.
你可以想象到耶稣当他要离世以前，最后跟门徒一起吃晚餐的时候，他做了什么事吗？
What did Jesus do before he departed the world when he was having supper with his disciples?
圣经里面说，他在逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
The Bible says that the day before Passover, he knew that the hour of his departing the world has come.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He loved those who belong to him in the world. He loved them to them. He loved them toward the end.
在那里，他接下来做的一件事就是为门徒洗脚。
Then later he washed the disciples' feet.
他难道不知道这些门徒都是将来要一个个都要辜负他的吗？
Doesn't he know that all those disciples would leave him?
他在那个最痛苦的时候，他还蘸着饼递给犹大吃，盼望他悔改。
At the time of the most suffering, he still dipped the bread to Judas, hoping that he would repent.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主的爱不但处理我们过去顶撞他，他不顾我们过去的那些顶撞他的光景。
Brothers and sisters, the love of the Lord did not care how much we sin against Him, rebel against Him in the past.
就是我们今天在我们生活里面、心思里面，我们一直抵挡他、一直不听他的话的时候，他仍然用永远的爱爱我们。
Even today, when we are against Him, when we rebel against Him, that He still loves us with His eternal love.
而今天他长远活着，在天父的右边，仍然为我们一直不停的代求。
And He is living forever on the side of the Father, still making intercession for us today.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么样的一个爱？
What kind of love is this?
所以这个苏拉密女说，你的爱，你的因你的爱情比酒更美。
So Shulamite says that your love is better than wine.
接下来他说到你的膏油馨香。
And later it says that the savor of that good ointment.
你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Your name is as ointment poured forth.
这里讲到膏油的时候，我们都知道旧约的时候，当一个君王、一个祭司、一个先知开始要出来服事的时候，要有膏油倒在他的头上。
Here, the ointment, we know that as the king, priest, and prophet would start their services in the Old Testament time, the ointment would be poured onto their head.
所以在这里讲到我们的耶稣，他就是我们的君王、祭司跟先知。
So here talks that Jesus is our king, prophet, and priest.
而这个不只是讲到他的职分。
Not only talk about his ministry.
讲到他个人跟我的关系。
Also, his relationship between us.
他说你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
It says your name is as ointment poured forth.
他的名是什么名呢？
What is his name?
他的名叫做耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
要把他的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
To save his people from sin.
他的名叫做以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
就是要神与我们永远的同在。
God is with us forever.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你有没有思考啊？这个名的代表了两方面意义。
Have you ever thought the two meanings of this name?
他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
He will save his people from sin.
他要解决我们里面最根本的那个罪的问题。
He will resolve the problem of our basic, which is sin.
我们没有办法解决的最最深的最深处的那个根的罪根的问题，他要用他的血把我们从里面拯救出来。
What we cannot resolve is the deepest root of sin. He will save us from by his blood.
他又要与我们同在。
And he will be with us.
他不嫌弃我们。
He does not despise us.
他不只是要我做一个得救的人。
Not only he would like us to be a person being saved.
他要我做一个与他一起得胜的人。
So he wants us to be overcoming with him.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
你敢不敢回去问你的配偶说你要不要跟我永远的同在？
Do you dare to go back to ask your spouse that are you willing to be with me forever?
我想坦白说的话， 我可能不太敢问我太太这个问题。
Frankly speaking, I don't dare to ask my wife.
因为这永远两个字有点可怕。
Because forever, those two words are very scary.
你敢不敢问问你的孩子？你现在说你的哦好夫妻就算了，但是么孩子问问我的孩子，你要不要永远跟我同在？
Then do you dare to ask your children, would you like to be with me forever?
我想我们不太敢问这个问题。
I think we don't dare to ask this question.
我们但愿有多一点时间在一起。
We wish we have more time to be together.
可是当人真的认识我里面的光景的时候，我连我自己都不想跟我自己在一起。
But when one knows how my true condition is inside, I don't even want to be with myself.
可是耶稣他要永远与我们同在。
But Jesus will be with us forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到了这个苏拉密女，她对着她的良人他的体会是这样的真实。
Brothers and sisters, you see how Solomon has this great feeling towards her love.
而且他不只说我自己的爱慕，他说愿众童女都爱你。
Not only her own passion, but she said that may all the virgins love you.
哦，因为他实在是享受到主实在太宝贵了，他希望这个爱情是更多的人都能够得着。
She truly has experienced how precious is the Lord, so she hoped that everyone will receive this love.
在第四节的最后一句话里讲到说，他们爱你是理所当然的。
The last word in the verse 4 says that it's upright for them to love you.
爱主的人真的就是盼望有更多的人能够起来爱主。
Those who love the Lord are really hoping that more people will love the Lord.
我们现在进到第四节。
Let's enter into chapter.
我们先看中间那里讲到的说，王带我进入了内室。
Verse 4 says that the king has brought me into his chambers.
你注意这个内室，我们刚刚姊妹讲到，英文里面讲到 chambers 有个多数。
Chambers is plural.
你知道我们什么叫做内室，什么叫做王的内室呢？
What is the chambers of the king?
我们中间如果我相信很多人也到过参观过所谓的白宫，或者很多人有钱人的大的那个别墅。
I think a lot of people has gone into White House and also the mansions of the rich people.
你要君王的他的很多的房间里面都摆着许多的宝贝，那个叫做内室。
Chambers is the place where king put a lot of his treasures.
当我们如果进到王宫里面的时候，他可以你进入那些内室，你可以欣赏里面的丰富。
As we enter into the chambers, we can appreciate all the abundance inside.
而可是我们中文的翻译，它讲到内室，好像讲到只有一个房间最隐秘的地方。
In Chinese translation, it's a single, it's the most secret place.
而我觉得这个也非常好。
I think it's very good too.
因为里面讲到了他跟我单独所在的一个地方。
It talks about the place that he and me are being alone.
你要知道，如果一个人他没有里面跟主一个单独的亲近的生活的时候，他就会被外面的事物所吸引。
When one cannot have a very intimate personal relationship with the Lord, he will be drawn from things from outside.
今天我们很多的信徒
A lot of believers today
我们用很多外面的活动 来填补我们里面的虚空。
We use a lot of outside activities to fulfill the emptiness inside us.
请原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
因为当我一再在思想这一种情况的时候，我发现我很多的时候，我是靠外面的活动来填补我里面的虚空。
I often realize that I use outside activities to fulfill the emptiness inside me.
很多时候，我虽然可以不看电视。
Often, maybe I don't have to watch TV.
可是我却要跟不同的人一直谈一些事情，或者一起常常交通。
But I have to share and talk with many people.
一旦这些东西都没有的时候，我就不知道要做什么。
Then I don't know what to do once all those things are moved away.
这就说明一件事情，就是我实在没有真正的内室的生活。
So it truly says that I don't have a hidden life.
因为当有一天这种外面的热闹、外面的人际关系一没有的时候，你不知道怎么来把握你自己。
So when one day all those outside personal relationship is gone, I don't know how to grab my own feeling.
弟兄姊妹，这也就是我们中间很多的，有时候很多的人生活里面会有痛苦的原因。
That is why we have a lot of suffering in our life.
你非要抓着你的儿女，或者你非要抓住你的配偶，因为他不能，如果他一不理你，他一不太注意你的需要的时候，你整个人就非常的失落。
We have to lay hold of our children and our spouse. When they don't pay attention to us, then we feel so disappointed.
可是在这里告诉我们说，如果一个有内室生活的人，他不是这样。
But it says that here that one has a hidden life that it's not like this way.
当他单独的与主亲近的时候，他的祷告的称呼不一样。
When they draw closer with the Lord by themselves.
刚刚他说从他愿他用愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情，他从他变作你了。
The prayer changes from he into you.
而且接下来你看他整个雅各书的时候，他马进到了他说我心所爱的，或者到最后称他为我的良人。
And it progressed from the one my soul loves until my lover.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看一个人跟主有内室的关系的时候，第一个特点他祷告的称呼不一样。
So we will see that when one has a personal hidden life with the Lord, first of all, the name in her prayer is different.
他的感觉也不一样。
Her feeling is different.
第二个就是他会常常蒙到光照。
Secondly, she will be enlightened easily.
刚刚有在会前有一位姊妹祷告，她说到把我的帕子挪去，我就能够看到，怎么说，把用哥林多前书，她说求主把我的帕子拿去，我就能够看到你的荣光，我也能够看到我自己。
One sister prayed before our meeting that remove the veil so that I can see your glory and also see myself.
弟兄姊妹，这真是就是内室生活的很明显的一个写照。
This is a true condition of a hidden life.
就是我们跟主亲近的时候，不要人教导你，你自己会蒙光照，知道你里面有什么缺少。
So as we get closer with the Lord, that we will be enlightened without people teaching you.
有一位姊妹，她很孝顺。
One sister is very obedient to her parents.
她没有，她是单身，可是她。他供养他的父母，他给他花了买的钱，就是供养，很非常的孝顺。
She is single and she supports her parents and very respect and obedient to her parents.
人人都称赞他是个孝顺的孩子。
Everyone praised her as a child who obedient to her parents.
直到他开始进入内室生活以后。
Until she enters into a hidden life.
什么叫做开始进入内室生活呢？
What is entering into a hidden life?
她告诉我说，她是因为做老师的，她说有一两年的时间，她突然觉得说，她应该要有跟主有单独的时间。
She told me she's a teacher, and then for one or two years, she realized she should have a personal relationship alone with the Lord.
所以她放学以后四点多的时候，她就到了教堂里头去，在回家路上到了他的教会，他就一个人在一个角落里面安静的祷告一个钟头。
So about 4 o'clock after school, she goes to her church and pray by herself.
她没有想到，她这么一年两年在那里，每次就是单独的在那里跟主祷告的时候，主常常光照一些她所看不到她自己的事。
She has never thought of that Lord has enlightened her all those hidden things about her for 1 or 2 years of being close to the Lord.
有一天她突然被门光照说，她不是一个孝顺的孩子。
One day she suddenly being enlightened that she is not a child so obedient to her parents.
她不服气，她说我怎么不是孝顺的呢？我的钱都给父母了，我养他们。
And she's not obedient to this that how come she's not a respectful children?
而且人人都说我是孝顺的，包括我父母都说我是最孝顺的孩子。
And all those say that I'm very respectful to my parents, including my parents.
可是圣灵告诉她说，你不是甘心的顺服，你常常跟你的父母顶嘴。
But the Holy Spirit told her, you are not willing to obey because you argue with your parents.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个有内室生活的人，他会蒙到神的光照。
Dear brothers and sisters, one who has a hidden life will be enlightened by the Lord.
而且他的生活第三个特点要结出果子来。
And the third aspect is that,He would bear fruit in life.
就是圣灵的那九种果子的样子。
The nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
有仁爱，有喜乐，有和平，忍耐，恩慈等等。
There's love, joy, peace, gentleness, and goodness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们应该要进入内室的生活。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should enter into a hidden life.
怎么进入呢？
How to enter in?
最简单的，我就觉得，你开始你从聚会的这个来教堂聚会开始。
To the most easily is that starting from when you come to the meeting.
你有没有发现到你自己每次来聚会以前，你是先跟人讲话呢，还是安静的坐在主的面前？
Before you come to a meeting, are you talking to the people or you are quietly sitting before the Lord?
因为我是比较今天早晨比较晚来，因为我教会里面还有事情，所以我不太容易在十点钟你们播饼的时候我就坐进来。
I came late today because I had to take care of something in my church, so that it was hard for me to sit in right at 10 o'clock.
可是弟兄姊妹，你原谅我说，当我在各个不同的教会或包括我自己聚会的地方，我看到许多的弟兄姊妹，他们连不但走到教会，他们连走进来坐在座位上的时候，他们的心都还没有安静下来亲近主。
Please forgive me for saying this. Not only in my own church, but I see a lot in other places that a lot of brothers and sisters, when they come into the meeting place, when they sit there, their hearts are still not quiet, prepared.
他们可以在那里看报纸，他们可以在那里聊天。
They read newspapers and even chat.
虽然前面已经在播饼了，在这里唱诗歌。
Although we are breaking the bread here and also sing hymns,
我们一点要进入内室的渴望都没有。
We have no desire to enter into a hidden life.
所以我现在讲的是最基本的一个要求，就是你在聚会以前，你如果能够找5分钟、10分钟，你安静的坐在你座位上，不跟人讲话，你就是来思想主。
So I'm talking about the basic requirement here is that.5 or 10 minutes before the meeting, you just come here to sit quietly and then think and meditate of our Lord.
如果你没有这样最基本的操练的时候，你不要讲说你一个人一个钟头、半个钟头在那里跟主祷告。
If you don't have this basic exercise, then not even mention that you can pray with the Lord alone by 1 or 2 hours.
你也可以在公司上班的时候，中间有5分钟，或者中午吃饭的时候，你自己到车子里面去。在那里有10分钟、20分钟的安静。
When you are working in office, you can also take a short time, 5 to 10 minutes during lunch, to sit in your car and be quiet.
你可以在每天一边散步的时候，一边跟主祷告。
When you take a walk, you can pray to the Lord.
这是要先从安静，你先从外面的环境来操练开始。
We can exercise starting from the outside environment.
接下来我们要更深一层的时候，就是我里面的操练。
Later, we talk about the deep exercise inside us.
我们要愿意担当许多的劳苦，跟许多我的计划被打岔。
We have to be willing to bear a lot of burdens and also willing that our plans are being disturbed.
你知道，今天我们最难。难跟主一起一直单独相处的时候，那就是因为我里面有一大堆的计划，我不愿意做很多很琐碎的事情，所以我们常常里面失去了平安。
The most difficult thing that we have in order to have a personal relationship with the Lord alone is that we have a lot of plans and then we lose peace inside.
因着我现在是全职传道的缘故，我就发现我的时间简直不在我的手上。
As I preach full time, I realize that my time is not on my own hands.
我如果没有一点内在的操练的话，我真的是不能活下去，不知道怎么安排我每天的计划，我的时间。
I cannot even live and manage my time daily if I don't have any hidden exercise.
有时候有一件事情跟要去带一个聚会，前面半个钟头、一个钟头，你会接到啊。有很悲惨的、很紧急的事情，你要去处理。
Sometimes I would receive emergency or even very a lot of sad things I need to take care of right probably half hour before I go to the meeting.
借着苦难在里面的那种剥夺，可以让我们更渴慕主。
Through sufferings and broken, we are able to be more desire of the Lord.
你看大卫，我相信他是一个有很多内在生活的人。
I believe that David has a lot of hidden life.
所以大卫在他的诗篇里面，在旷野里面的时候，他做了一首诗，是他在逃难的时候做的。
So in his psalm, that he wrote a psalm that as he was escaping away, he was in wilderness.
他说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你。”
He said that God, you are my God, I will seek you.
在干旱、疲乏、无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is.
在干旱、干旱、疲乏、无水之地，我的心渴想你。
In a dry and thirsty land where there's no water, my soul thirsts for you.
你在干旱、疲乏、无水之地，你想什么呢？
What do you think of when you are in a dry and thirsty land without water?
想冰淇淋。
Think of ice cream.
想五星级的旅馆。
Think of a five-star hotel.
大卫说，在干旱、疲乏、无水之地，我的心渴想你。
David says that my soul is thirst and longing for you in a dry and thirsty land.
我认识一位姊妹。
I know a sister.
她一心的爱主。
She truly loves the Lord with all her heart.
先生还没有信主。
Her husband has not yet believed in the Lord.
先生在中国、美国来回的出差。
Her husband takes business trip between China and U.S.
他一个年轻的一个带着一个小婴孩，他要服侍他那个中风的婆婆。
As a young sister taking care of her little baby, she also has to take care of her mother-in-law who has a stroke.
好不容易，这个婆婆的脑袋开过五次大刀。
Her mother-in-law has 5 major operations.
好不容易，这个婆婆。现在比较清醒的，而且很清楚的要接受耶稣基督。
And her mother-in-law is not very consciously accepting Lord Jesus Christ.
这位姊妹她在前几年的时候，因为她的婆婆这个脑筋的关系，所以她晚上基本上她不能够睡觉。
The sister, she could not sleep at all at night because of her mother-in-law.
因为这个婆婆一直要喊她，要她来照应。
Because her mother-in-law always cried unto her, asking her to take care of her.
所以甚至到一个程度，那个时候我的姊妹，她一到了看到天要黑，一看到要八点九点的时候，她就开始紧张。
So the sister becomes very nervous when she sees the night is coming around 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
她说我一个晚上我又不能睡了。
She said that I could not sleep at all at night.
所以她得了要吃药，靠药物。来维持他的那个抑制他的那个忧郁症。
So she had to be on medications to heal her depression.
可是当他不知不觉的，也没有人特别的教他，他进入那次生活以后。
So without realization and without anyone teaching her, she enters into a hidden life.
主医治了他，真的他也能睡，他的婆婆也能睡。
Lord has healed her so that she could sleep and her mother-in-law can also sleep.
现在婆婆要受洗了。
Her mother-in-law will get baptized.
就在受洗的那天的傍晚，她的另外一个家人来拦阻。
On the evening of the day that her mother-in-law will get baptized, and her other relatives come to stop.
把她的婆婆轮椅就推走了，整个带走了。
And takes her mother-in-law away.
所以我的姊妹在主面前哭啊，痛哭啊，她真的感觉是那么的孤单。先生又不能帮助他。
So the sister is crying so hard before the Lord. She felt so lonely and her husband could not help her.
就这几个小时里面，她简直是可以说是对她来讲是一个心破碎的。
During those several hours, it was a time of broken heart.
等到我见到她，我问她婆婆呢？
When I met her, I asked her, "Where is your mother-in-law?"
她很快的已经从那里面出来了。
And she has already came out of it.
她带着眼泪告诉我说，主有他的时间表。
She told me in her tears that Lord has his timing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我实在被她感动。
Dear brothers and sisters, I was truly touched by her.
我们实在没有办法体会她心中的那种孤苦的感觉。
We can really not understand how lonely she felt.
因为她有与主亲密的关系。
Because she has a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
她在苦难中，她可想神。
In her suffering, she's desiring of God.
她把她的依靠都摆在神的身上。
She put all her dependence on the Lord.
她没有怨天，没有尤人。
She does not complain and blame on people.
主怜悯她。
Lord has mercy on her.
上个礼拜，我们再一次受洗的时候。
Last week, once again, we have the baptism meeting.
她的先生陪着她，把她的母亲带到了教会，接受了洗礼。
Her husband with her took her mother-in-law into a church and get baptized.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个内在的与主亲近的生活是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, how important we have a hidden life with the Lord.
所以第四节里面讲到说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
In verse 4 it says, "Draw me, we will run after you."
一个爱的关系最开始就是被吸引。
The beginning of a love relationship is to draw.
你看一对恋人要谈恋爱的时候，他一心就是想到他，被他所吸引。
As a lover, when at beginning of their relationship, all they think about is to draw each other.
如果这两个人，两个要玩爱情游戏的人不被吸引的话，别人一点办法都没有。
If those two people in a relationship not being attracted with each other, nobody can do anything.
你知道我就常常有时候在想说，一个媒人呐、啊，他真正的要做的是什么事
？I often think of what this person should do, as this person is someone who introduced those two people to each other.
当这个媒人把这个男方女方给他们介绍以后，他就应该让他们自己玩下去，他不应该再搞在里头，对不对
？After this person introduced the girl and the boy together, she should leave and should not just be in part of them.
不然，如果这个媒人一直在旁边，哎呀，又告诉他他有多好，又告诉他他有多好，你要请他吃饭，你要跟他谈天，多累呀！
Otherwise, how tiring would it be if this person is being in the middle and telling this person what to do?
真正的爱情是他们两个要彼此被吸引，建立起来的。
True love relationship is that those two people should be attracted to each other.
弟兄姊妹，你发现吗？我们教会里面很可惜，尤其我发现很多的时候，我们这些做传道的，我们这些做同工的，我们一天辛苦的半死，叫人说你们来爱主，你们来爱主。
Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, have you realized that as preachers, we always tell people come to love the Lord.
我们如果把人真的让他看到了主。是怎么的爱他的时候，让他们两个自己玩呐、啊、
？If we truly let the people see our Lord, we can just let them have this personal relationship together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，真的是我们把人只有把人带到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we can only bring people to the Lord.
我们也要真的让人知道主在我们身上是怎么样和。
And we truly have to let people know what kind of attraction the Lord has on us.
因为如果你自己不被主吸引的话，不可能有一般人会 会被主吸引。
If yourself is not being attracted by the Lord, nobody would really be attracted.
所以这里说，愿你吸引我。
So it says, draw me.
接下来说，我们就快跑跟随你。
It says, we will run after you.
当一个人真的厉害的被主吸引的时候，
When one is truly drawn by the Lord,
有许多人要跟随。
A lot of people will follow this attraction.
我们这个天然人是不可能被主吸引的。
Our natural human being cannot be drawn by the Lord.
因为我们这个人要自己做主。
Because we will be the Lord by ourselves.
请原谅再给我十分钟时间好吗？
Please give me 10 more minutes.
有人开新车的话，可能你就知道什么，有一种指引导向的系统叫做 GPS。
If someone is driving new cars, then we will know the navigator system is called GPS.
它叫做 Global Position System.
It's called the Global Position System.
它是什么回事呢？
What is this?
就是说当你开车开到一个，你知道你的目的地，你开到了一个巷口，要转弯的时候，它会告诉你说，转右。
So as we come to this point, we have to make a turn. It will tell you to make a right turn.
然后到了另外一个时候，它告诉你说转左。
Then it tells you to make a left turn.
你只要乖乖的听它，你就会到你要的地方。
As long as you listen to this device, you will get to the place you would like to get.
可是有一次有一位弟兄告诉我。
But once a brother told me.
他说他突然想起来，他说我就要气气他。
He suddenly thought I will fool it.
他叫我往右，我就往左看看。
He tells me to make a right turn, I'll make a left turn.
哎，结果很稀奇的一件事情，他发现。
Then he found something amazing.
就是他一不听他的时候，那个电脑好像就乱掉，就不讲话了。
If he doesn't listen to this device, then the computer got confused and doesn't talk anymore.
他就很得意，他说：“你看，叫我右，我就往左。”
Then he was very happy that if you tell me to make a right turn, then I make the left turn.
看你怎么办。
Then what can you do to me?
哎，结果没想到，隔了一两分钟以后，那个电脑大概自己又搞过来了，卫星系统搞过来，马上他又在你错的地方上，他又告诉你说往回走。
But after 1 or 2 minutes, the satellite device is clear again. Then on where you made the wrong turn, it tells you to go back.
当他这个发生，他本来还在得意，他说我要猜想看这个电脑会怎么做。
As he was just so happy that he's guessing what this computer would do.
他第一个想说这个电脑会骂，马上出来一句话说你这个笨蛋。
He thought the computer would say you fool.
结果没有。
But no.
他停了几分钟。
After several minutes of silence.
又告诉他重新调整方向。
And the device told him to change the direction.
弟兄姊妹们，我就发现圣灵的工作是这样子的。
Brothers and sisters, I realize this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
当我们硬着景象，我不肯听主的话，我要走我自己路的时候，他就沉默了。
Lord will be silent if we are stiff-necked and want to walk our own way.
他并没有马上跳出来把你臭骂一顿。
He will not come out to scold you.
他有无限的忍耐。
He has a true long suffering.
可是当过了一阵子的时候，他又重新计算你的位置，然后再告诉你，温柔地告诉你说回头吧。
But after a while, then he once again he tells you to come back gently.
所以这个 GPS 在我的注解里面，我认为不是叫做 Global Position System.
So in my definition, GPS does not mean Global Position System.
它应该叫做 God Plan System.
It should say God Plan System.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要怎么才能被主吸引呢？
How can we be drawn by the Lord?
你要过内在的生活。
You have to have a hidden life.
下面有一首诗歌是我今天带来给大家的。
I'm bringing a hymn today.
叫做新的亲密。
It's called a new intimacy.
我希望我这两天嗓子也不行，就是嗓子行的时候也不唱不好。
I cannot really sing.
好不好？我请Tracy 先弹一遍。
We asked Tracy to play once for us.
I don't have time to tell you
the background of the hymn.
等一下我唱第一遍。
I will sing the first time.
然后我希望大家跟着唱，然后我们把第二这里只有写了一节哈，我们唱第一遍完，有二节没有吧？然后整个从头到尾唱完，弟兄姊妹跟着唱，我们全手唱啊。
Then brothers and sisters will sing the rest.
然后等一下有第二节、第三节。
And there's second and third stanza.
因为我们不熟，所以我想这三节的时候，我们都是从头唱到尾，那个反复的地方，等一下。Tracy, 你可以不管那个反复，你就从头整个弹三遍。
We will sing from beginning to the end.
主，我深深渴慕你，深愿与你完全合为一。爱我进入心底起密，赐给我从未曾经历。耶稣，求你夺得我的心。耶稣，求你吸引我的眼，释放七颗灵火，点燃心不爱火时。超越任何疑惑，胜过一切惧怕，我要认识你。我们从头来，一起来。哦，主，我深深渴慕你，深愿与你完全成为一，爱我进入心底亲密。曾经你的耶稣，求你夺得我的心。耶稣，求你吸引我的眼，释放几颗灵火，点燃幸福爱火，使我得到你，超越任何疑惑，胜过一切惧怕，我要认识你。从头来，我们唱第二遍。哦，主，我深深渴慕你，深愿与你完全成为一，带我进入心底亲密，赐给我从未曾经历的耶稣，求你夺得我的。愿把香膏献给你，耶稣，愿把香膏献给你，释放几颗灵火，点燃幸福爱火，使我得到你，超越任何疑惑，胜过一切惧怕，我要认识你。从头来，
Start from beginning.
哦，主，我深深渴慕你，深愿与你完全成为一，带我进入心底亲密，赐给我从未曾经历的耶稣，求你夺得我的心。耶稣，荣耀心啊。
上愿你快来，释放饥渴灵火，点燃幸福爱火，使我得到你超越任何疑惑，使我一切惧怕，我要认识你。
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
哦，亲爱的主啊，愿你吸引我。
Dear Lord, we truly hope you draw us.
愿你用口与我亲嘴。
Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
哦，主啊，愿你吸引我。
Draw me.
我就快跑跟随你。
I will run after you.
主啊，常常带我进入内室。
Lord, often bring me into your chamber.
主啊，我要在那里与你相遇。
I will meet with you there.
你要光照我所有的隐情。
Enlighten all my hidden things.
你要向我彰显你的爱情。
Reveal your love to me.
主啊，让我的心更多的切慕你。
Lord, so my heart will be more desire of you.
主啊，吸引我。
Draw me, Lord.
让我与你有更亲密的关系。
So I have a more intimate relationship with you.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
也是我们众儿女的祷告。
And all the prayer of your children.
我们这样感谢，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank the name of Lord Jesus Christ.